Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Izzy and Stella with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland MPs have passed legislation enshrining the state's emissions reduction targets into law. The targets include a 30% reduction in emissions from 2005 levels by 2030, a 75% reduction by 2035, and net zero emissions by 2050. An expert panel will be established to advise on the emissions reductions and provide annual reports to Parliament. Energy and Jobs Minister Mick de Brenny justified the move, stating, "The evidence shows we must act now and act decisively if we are to tackle climate change."
The company behind a $1.4 billion bid to build a large commercial project in protected wetland area has withdrawn its application after the Federal Environmental Minister indicated that she would reject it. The Toondah Harbour redevelopment proposal that would build 3,000 new apartments, a hotel, and a 400-berth marina in protected areas in Moreton Bay was withdrawn yesterday. The Environment Minister found the development would leave unacceptable impact and would threaten migrating and already endangered species in the Bay Area.
In national news, hospital wait times for elective surgeries have nearly doubled in the past 20 years, according to the Australian Medical Association's Public Health Report Card. Patients currently face a median wait time of 43 days for elective surgery, up from 22 days in 2003. President of the Australian Medical Association, Stephen Robson, says urgent action is needed to meet the growing demand in addition to planned reforms.
Network 7 CEO steps down ahead of scheduled departure amid recent controversies. James Warburton, the chief executive and managing director of 7 West Media, left the company on Thursday, ahead of the end of financial year, when he was scheduled to step away. The company has seen multiple controversies this year, including their involvement with Bruce Lerman, which was revealed amid his defamation case. Seven's chief financial officer, Jeff Howard, will take over the chief executive role on Friday.
And in international news, a member of the far-right Alternative for Germany party is on trial for allegedly invoking a Nazi slogan while campaigning. Leader of the AfD, Bjorn Hock, is accused of invoking the phrase at a speech in Merseburg in the state of Saxony-Anhalt before Germany's 2021 federal elections. Hock has been charged with using symbols of unconstitutional groups. Sentences range from a fine or up to 3 years imprisonment. The case is set to last until late May.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. The current temperature is 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 28 degrees. The UV rating is expected to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all for your 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.